that until this point in the Sicha is ganz verstandig, the Sicha is quite smooth. We have a beautiful biur in why we have the same Mishnah twice in Shas. We have a beautiful biur in the Rambam and the Shinui between Sefer HaMitzvahs and Yad HaChazaka. And the Sicha is ganz verstandig. However, from here, the Sicha takes a turn, a sharp turn, and this is where the complications start. And here, there's some very shvera shtiklach in the Sicha. Primarily, the problem going forward is going to be that the Rebbe is going to ask three questions on the beer that we gave until now. And because of these three questions, the Rebbe is going to introduce a new beer. And it's really not clear in the Sicha what's gained in the new beer, why the new beer resolves or avoids the three questions that we're about to ask. So this is the part that we have to halt kop and figure out what exactly was the beer until now. What are going to be the three questions on that beer? And why is the new beer that we're going to introduce, why does that resolve the three questions? So we're going to spend some time here, take it slow, and see if we can figure this out. So the three questions that the Rebbe asks on the beer that we gave until now is like this. Number one, why in Maseches Midas is the Mishnah Mayrich to talk about, besides for the Shloisha Mekoymes that the Kehanim guarded in, it's also Mayrich to talk about the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes that the Levim guarded. And this seemingly doesn't make sense. Why? Because the way we explained it until now, the Mishnah Maseches Midas is dealing with the Chayves Cheftze in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Chayves Cheftze in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is L'chayra accomplished through a minimum amount of Shomrim. As long as you have one, two, or for sure three Shomrim, the Beis HaMikdash is Nishmar. So the Chayves Cheftze is completed. If for whatever reason there's going to be more Shomrim, those extra Shomrim are not going to be Alts the Chayves Cheftze, they would probably be Alts Chayves Gavra. So if Maseches Midas is the Masechta which deals with the mitzvah of Shmira Alts Chayves Cheftze, why is that the Mishnah where it's Mayrich to talk about the Chof Aleph Mekoymes that the Levim guarded in, if those Chof Aleph Mekoymes are not part of the Chayves Cheftze, they're more mitzad the Chayves Gavra? That's one question. Second question, Maseches Tamid. We said, why is the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid? Because that's bringing out the Chayves Gavra aspect in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash. So there's a Chiyuv on Kehanim and Levim to guard the Beis HaMikdash just like any other Avodah that they do. So the question on this is, but why Maseches Tamid? Maseches Tamid is very specifically about the Korban Tamid. Maseches Tamid is not generally about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's specifically about the Korban Tamid. Shmiras Beis HaMikdash, even if it's an Avodah, even if it's a Chayves Gavra, it's not a Chelek of the Korban Tamid. It's a separate Avodah. So the Mishnah doesn't belong in Maseches Tamid, it really belongs in Masechtas that deal more with the broader aspects of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Masechtas like Yuma, or Zvachim and Menachos. So why is the Mishnah B'Shloshim Mekoymes in Maseches Tamid, even if it's to teach me the Chayves Gavra, but why Tamid? It should be in a different Masechta. That's the second question on the beer that we gave. Now comes the third question. So the third question is the most difficult question to understand. I'm going to actually read it inside so we can properly dissect it. Gam tzarech oid beer ve'etzem ha'pirush she'shmiras ha'mikdash yiprat b'mitzis beis ha'mikdash atzmoy. We also need to understand this word that we're saying, that Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is a prat in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chayves Cheftza, Asher Mishum Zeh Nishnasi Bireish Maseches Midas, which for this reason it's in Maseches Midas. Hare Gam Lefi HaBiur Shuhu Mishum Kovet HaMikdash, Hare Zerak She HaShmir Hi Bishvil Kovet HaMikdash. Even according to this Biur, that it's Mitzad Kovet Beis HaMikdash, that it's a din in the Cheftza, but still, the Hagdara here is only that the Shmira is b'shvil Kavod HaMikdash. V'lo menish nitz b'maseches midas she'en yonam midas u'binyan beis HaMikdash atzmai. Why still? But why is the Mishnah taught in Maseches Midas, which is about the Beis HaMikdash itself? V'lo yavoidos emphasized Hanas's boy. Meseches Midos is not about the avodos performed in the Beis Hamikdash; it's about the Beis Hamikdash itself. So why is the mitzvah the mission? Why is the mitzvah of Shmirah taught in Meseches Midos? Miachas haSoif Soif Zeu Chiyuv uMitzvas haKoyanim haLevim. Since at the end of the day, what is it? It's a chiyuv and a mitzvah on the Kohanim and the Levim. So the difficulty in this question is, it seems like he's jumping back to saying that it's a chayvas gavra. We already explained that the mitzvah of shmira is also a chayvas chefetz mitzvah the Beis Hamikdash itself. That the Beis Hamikdash needs to be Hamikdash tzarech liyos nishmar. The Beis Hamikdash needs to be guarded, and it's also covered. So it is a din in the Beis Hamikdash itself. But now the Rebbe is asking sof. It's still only an avodah hanasis boy. It's still only an avodah which is performed in the Beis Hamikdash. Sof, it's still only a chiyuv and a mitzvah on the Kehanim and the Levim. It's only bishvil covered Beis Hamikdash, emphasizing the word bishvil. So still, the Rebbe is saying it doesn't belong in Meseches Midos. It doesn't belong in Meseches Midos because Meseches Midos deals with the Beis Hamikdash itself and not things which are done within the Beis Hamikdash. So again, this question is not clear exactly what the question is. I want to leave it alone for now. Let's learn the new beer of the Rebbe, and then we'll come back to see how the new beer sort of answers this vague question. And maybe when we do that, we'll better be able to articulate and be magdir what exactly this question was. So to introduce the new beer, the Rebbe goes back to another question that we asked in the beginning of the Sicha, and that is, why, according to the Rambam, is the mitzvah of Shmira only by Laila? Chayra, it should be also by Yoin. If it's Mishum Kovid, it should be also by Yoin. So this question is asked in the Mefarshei HaMishnayis, and the Rebbe in the Sicha brings an answer from the Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael says like this, Ki b'yoyim ein tzarech Shmira machmas Kovid. By day, we don't need shmira for kovid. Ki al yidei halicha sakayhanim ono v'ono kuloi oimer kovid. During the day, through the very going of the kayhanim back and forth on the Beis HaMikdash, it's kuloi oimer kovid. Aval balayla she'ein bay avayda, only by night when there's no avayda, tzarech laharis kovid ugdulul Beis HaMikdash al deya shmira. So basically, in short, the answer of the Tiferes Yisrael is that the reason why we don't need shmira b'yoyim is because the going of the Kehanim back and forth in the Beis HaMikdash is a good substitute for Shmira. That in itself is Kula Yomer Kovid. So the Rebbe asks, what's Pshat? How can you equate the Shmira of the guards to the going of the Kehanim by day? When the people stand guard, they're guarding the Beis HaMikdash. That's an act of Kovid. But when people are walking around the Beis HaMikdash, going back and forth, busy doing what they're doing, that's not a demonstration of kovid. That's not an act of kovid. They're busy. They're walking. They're going. So why is the halicha sakayhanim ono v'ono? Why is that a substitute for the union of shmira? The chayra, it's bechlal not the same. So to explain this, the sikh is mechadish, and this is the real chiddush of the sikh. This is the ikar nekuda, which this opens. This opens the explanation to everything and answers all the questions. So the Rebbe learns, and it's based on a Rosh, that the Rosh says, Kovad HaMikdash shel yasichu daito mimenu loy b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. That what's the Pshat? The Rebbe is learning Pshat in the Rosh, that what's the idea in the Shmiras Beis HaMikdash? The idea in Shmiras Beis HaMikdash is, the purpose of it is that there shouldn't be Hesach HaDas. Meaning, we're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Beis HaMikdash, and that is the purpose of the Shmira, it's to be Shoydel Hesach Hadas. And it compares this to the tzitz and tefillin, that there's a din, as long as the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, he's not allowed to be Masiach Das from the tzitz. And also by tefillin, as long as a person is wearing tefillin, they're not allowed to be Masiach Das from tefillin. And one of the reasons brought, the main reason brought for why you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas is Mitzat Kedushasa. As the Kedusha of the Tzitz and the Kedusha of the Tefillin is Ad Kedei Kach, that it demands that the person remain constantly focused on it. You're not allowed to remove your mind take your attention away from it, because they're so holy, you have to always be thinking about it. So Al Derech Zeh is by the Beis HaMikdash. As long as the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash demands that the Yidden are always thinking about it. Our attention is always to the Beis HaMikdash. And we're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Beis HaMikdash even for a second. And this is the point of the Shmira. The point of the Shmira is that by standing guard, we're demonstrating the fact that we're not being Masiach Das. If the Klal Yisrael all went to sleep, and everybody went to sleep, if the Beis HaMikdash was locked up, and everybody went home, so there's a tkufa of time when nobody's paying attention to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Shmira is the inyan of Shlilas Hesach Hadas. This is the Chiddush of the Sikha. And with this, we're going to be able to answer all of the questions that we asked in the Sikha. So let's go first with the last question that we left off with. The question that we said was kind of vague, not so understood. So here's how the Rebbe goes back and addresses this question. Again, I'm going to do this paragraph inside. This idea of Shmira, shelo yasichu daitom, is an inyan in the Beis HaMikdash itself. And that's why the Mishnah is taught in Maseches Midos. Vahainu, she'ein ze avoida shemekayim beBeis HaMikdash, that it's not just an avoida whose place is in the Beis HaMikdash, el chashivus b'hamikdash atzmai. Rather, the Shmira is a chashivus in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kediyuk lashon haRambam, ein adoy mepaltin she'esh alav shomrin, lepaltin she'ein alav shomrin. Like the Diuk, like the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Ein Adoyme a Paltrin, which is over here the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Chefza, which has Shomrin, to a Paltrin that doesn't have Shomrin. Meaning, Ein Zedover Bifnei Atzmoi, Shemokei Masi Yosei, is Begimul Mekoimeis Beis HaMikdash. We're not dealing with a Dover Bifnei Atzmoi, something else, which just so happens to be done in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kiyim Zohi Asiya b'chashivas Beis HaMikdash. This is an Asiya of the Beis HaMikdash itself. B'shmira ala palterin, b'shanin apalterin, through the Shmira on the Beis HaMikdash, we change the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'ein adoyim ala palterin she'ein alav shomrin. So that's the paragraph. And once again, it's a shvera paragraph, and it's still, at least to me, very difficult to understand what changed here. What was the problem? What was the problem before the beer of Hesach Hadas? And what's the solution? How does this new beer of Shlilas Hesach Hadas, how does it solve the problem? So, Bederach Efsher, maybe we could suggest the following. What's happening here in the Sikha is, the first beer in the Sikha basically told us that there's a din shmira mitzad the chefs of the Beis HaMikdash and to the Gavra, on the Kehanim and the Levi. And that's true. We're not moving away from that. That remains true. There's a Chiyuv al Tzchevas Cheftze, the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded, and there's a Mitzvah of Shmir al Tzchevas Gavra, that the Kehanim and the Levi have a Chiyuv to guard. However, we have to properly define what exactly we mean when we say that it's a chayvas cheftza. When we say that there's a mitzvah, that the Beis HaMikdash needs to be guarded, and the chiyuv is coming from the Beis HaMikdash itself, we have to properly understand what does this mean. So let's break it down like this. When we talk about a chayvas, when we talk about here the chayvas cheftza, that it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash, we have to understand if this is in the Maisa Shmira or in the Mechuvan of the Shmira. What do I mean? When we look at the Shmira, the guarding of the Kehanim and the Levim, there's two things to look at. One is, what are they doing? What is the act that's being performed by the Kehanim and the Levim? And then there is the purpose. Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? What's the Mechuvan? So I'm calling this the Maisa Shmira and the Mechuvan of the Shmira. So according to the first beer in the Sikha, even when we say it's a Chayvas Cheftza, But that's only in the mechuvan. Meaning that the mitzvah of shmirah, the mechuvan of the mitzvah of shmirah, the point of the mitzvah of shmirah is for the Beis HaMikdash itself. It's in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash itself. But what about the Maisa Shmira itself? What is the act of Shmira? If we describe what's happening, there are Kohanim and Levim standing guard. There's a guarding of the Beis HaMikdash taking place. There's nothing unique about this guarding over any other guarding. In fact, you can't even tell if they're guarding for COVID or if they're guarding for something else. Maybe they're guarding for listim. Maybe they're guarding for the kalim shouldn't be stolen. There's nothing in the Maisa Shmira itself which says this is a din in the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Maisa Shmira is a regular Maisa Shmira. It's an act of guarding, a normal act that any guard would do. Narvadan, we're telling you that in this particular case, we're doing it b'shvil kavod Beis HaMikdash. It's because of the heft of the Beis HaMikdash itself. So that was the kasha that he asked before, that we said the kasha that wasn't so understood. I think this is what he was really asking. At the end of the day, this wouldn't explain why this mishnah is in Maseches Midos. Because still, what is the mitzvah of shmira? The mitzvah of shmira is, the description of the Maisa shmira is a chiyuv and a mitzvah on the kehanim and the levim. That's what it is. Or in other words, it's an avodah which is being done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it is. Yes, it's a din in the Chefza. But that's only a din in the Chefza in the Mechuvan, that it's Bishvil covered Beis HaMikdash. I only see the Chefza in the Mechuvan. But the Maisa Shmira itself, the very act that's being done, that act is Lemaisa being done as a regular act of shomrim. It's al derech and avoda being done in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chiv and mitzvah and kehanim and levim. That's what's happening. So b'meila, this mishnah doesn't belong in Maseches Midos, which is really describing the Beis HaMikdash itself and not describing things which take place in the Beis HaMikdash. That was the problem. However, with the beer that we have now, in the idea of Hesach Hadas, so now this is actually understood. What's the beer now of Hesach Hadas? We're saying that what's the Shmira? What's the Shmira? The Shmira isn't guarding. The Shmira isn't guarding. We're not dealing with a Maisa Shmira here. We're dealing with a din that you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Beis HaMikdash. So why are people standing guard? The people who are standing guard, their standing guard is simply a demonstration that we are not being Masiach Das. It's not an act of guarding. It's a different maisa completely. It's a maisa of shlilas hesach hadas. It's an entirely different maisa. So here, when we call it a din in the cheftza of the Beis HaMikdash, it's not just a din in the cheftza in the mechuvan, in that we're guarding for the purpose of covered Beis HaMikdash. No, the very maisa shmir itself is a din in the cheftza. The very act in itself isn't an act of guarding. They're not guarding the Beis HaMikdash the way you guard a palace. It's an entirely different musig. It's an entirely different mahus. The people who are standing here are simply standing in demonstration that we are not being Masiach Das. That is the toichen of the Shmira. That is what the Shmira is. Not just the purpose of the Shmira, it's the very act of Shmira in itself. In other words, it's not before when we learned to astam echayves chefze, alt kavod Beis HaMikdash. What is the Shmira is really a davar bifnei atzmai. Shmira is a davar bifnei atzmai. The idea of Shmira isn't exclusive to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a concept. People have guards on banks. People have guards in all different places. We're taking the concept of Shmira, which is be'etzem a davar bifnei atzmai, and we're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash, al tzkavod Beis HaMikdash. So it's not something which is essentially tied or exclusive to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a davar bifnei atzmai, which in our case, makim asayasa is in the Beis HaMikdash. That was before, when we were learning Stam, that it's alt kovod. Mashenk, and according to the new biur, that it's to be shoydel hesach hadas. So, this whole shmira is a unique shmira. Not just the point of it is for the Beis HaMikdash, the very act in itself isn't a davar bifnei atzmoi. It's not something from the outside, a musak from the outside, which is used in many situations that we're just employing here for covered Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing mitchilasei v'ad seifei is exclusive to the Beis HaMikdash. The whole Maisa Shmira is only for the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. It's an inyan in the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash is such a Beis HaMikdash that we can't be Masiach Das from it. So this explains why the mission is in Maseches Midas. Such a Chayves Cheftza, where the entirety of the mitzvah, Mitchilasei v'ad Seifei, say the Maisa Shmira, say the Mechuvan, the whole thing is Kol Kuloi, a chelek of the Beis HaMikdash itself. It's not a davar bifnei atzmoi, which is being employed here for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The ganze zach mitchilasei v'ad seifei is only a din in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole point of it is Beis HaMikdash. The whole thing is mitzad the Beis HaMikdash. Shalei asichu daito. That does belong in Maseches Midas. Because Maseches Midas describes the Beis HaMikdash itself. And this din of Shmira is a din in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Al Kaponim, this is the Bir B'derech Efsher, and let's move on. So now the Sicha moves on to deal with the next question that we have to take care of, and that is why the mitzvah of Shmira is only Balayla, not during the day. So we said from the Tiferes Yisroel that by day you don't need Shmira, why not? Ki b'yoyim ein tzarech Shmira machmas kovid, ki aledei alichas hakihanim ono v'ono kuloi oimer kovid. So now that we're saying that the Shmira is alts shlilas hesach hadas, this makes perfect sense. If the whole inyan is that you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from the Beis HaMikdash, so then this is truly accomplished by the Avodah, the regular Avodah during the day in the Beis HaMikdash. Just by the Kehanim doing their regular Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Bal Korchach, they're not being Masiach Das. The way the Sicha puts it, since they bring Korbanos, and when it comes to Korbanos, the Shem Shisha Dvorim Hazevach Nizbach, Kavana is an integral part of the Avodah, and here there's a long Ha'ar explaining why the kavana of the Beis HaMikdash itself is included in these, in the kavanas required for the carbon. But Al Kaponim, when the Kehanim do their avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, which their avoid includes certain kavanas, and within those kavanas is kavanas of the Beis HaMikdash itself, so there's no Hesach Hadas. So therefore it is understood why the Alichas HaKehanim Ono V'Ono during the day is a substitute for Shmira by night. And it's only understood now. Before, when we thought that the Shmira is a din of kovid, we're standing guard out to regular kovid, then taket wouldn't be understood. How would the avoid of the kehanim during the day, how would that be a substitute for the Shmira by night? But now that we understand that even the Shmira by night isn't a guarding like a regular guarding. The whole point of it is not the point. The whole maise, the whole inyan of it is not being Masiach Das. So of course, during the day when the Kehanim are doing their Avoida and they're having Kavana and they're not being Masiach Das, of course that's a substitute for the Shmira by Laila. It's only at night when there's no Avoida and there's no activity in the Beis HaMikdash do we require a special Pu'ul of Shmira. And with this, we could also explain why the Mishnah is Dafke taught in Maseches Tamid. And this is going to be a new beer. It's not like before when we said that the Mishnah is in Maseches Tamid just to teach me the Chayvas Gavra, Stam, because then we asked, why is it in Maseches Tamid? It should be in a Pesachta like Yumo, Zvachim, and Menaches. So here we have a new beer. According to what we just said, it comes out that in the Avodah of Karbonos and the Beis HaMikdash, which the first carbon of the day is the carbon Tamid, but in the Avodah of Karbonos, there's two inyanim. There is the Karbonos. That's one inyan, the Karbonos themselves. And then there is the fact that this also takes care of the inyan of Hesach Hadas, as we just said, that the Avodah during the day takes the place of Shmira by night because it's also Shadal Hesach Hadas. So that's why the Mishnah is taught in Maseches Tomid and Maseches Midas. In Maseches Midas, as we said, the Mishnah is teaching that's the etzem din. There's a din of shmirah shel yasichu daito. That's Maseches Midas. Why is the Mishnah Maseches Tamid? Because the Mishnah is coming to teach you this additional din in the Korban Tamid. That besides for the Korban Tamid being an inyan bifnei atzma, that it's the Korban Tamid, but the Korban Tamid also accomplishes the idea of being shoydel hesach hadas, and therefore takes the place of the Shmirah. So that's what the Mishnah is in Maseches Tamid, to teach me the idea of Shmirah as it is included within the Korban Tamid. That the Korban Tamid isn't just the carbon and taking care of the union of carbonus, but the carbon tamid also replaces the need for shmirah because it's taking care of the issue of hesach hadas. So that's why it's in tamid. And this is also why Maseches Tamid, we don't need an arichus about all the shomrim. We just need bekitzur, b'shloshim mekoyim is hakoyanim shomrim beveis hamikdash. We don't need the whole arichus of the extra 21 places where the Levim guarded, because in Maseches Tamid, all we're trying to bring out is that the Korban Tamid takes care of the problem of Hesach Hadas, and we don't need Shmirah anymore. So it's only necessary to mention the inyan of B'shloshim Mekoymos Hakoyanim Shomrim Beveis HaMikdash, which was the Ikar Shmirah. And once the Korban Tamid takes care of that, automatically the Korban Tamid is going to take care of the rest of the mitzvah of Shmirah, which is Tafel. Bechlal Masai Mon. If the Korban Tamid replaces the Shmirah of the Kehani B'Shleish Mekoymus, then for sure it replaces all the rest of the Shmirah. Okay. Now, why in Maseches Midos is the Mishnah Mayrich about the Chaf Aleph Mekoymus? That question still stands, as we asked before. If Maseches Midos is teaching me the Chayves Chefta, even if it's the Chayves Chefta the way we're saying it now, to be Shoydel Hesach Hadas, so that's L'chayra accomplished with a minimum amount of Shomrim. So why Maseches Midos do we need the whole Arichus of the Levim guarding B'chof Aleph Mekomis? So here the Sicha says that even though taket's not necessary, even though what's required for this kind of shmirah, to be shaydel hesachadas, what's required l'chayr is only a minimum amount of shomrim. But l'maisa, the more shomrim there are, al derech b'roiv am hadras melech, he says in the Ha'ara. So the more shomrim there are, the more it's added in this inyan. In other words, there's dargis. If there's only three shomrim, so then the amount of attention being focused on the Beis HaMikdash is small. The more shomrim there are, the more Yidin are involved in this pu'ula of not being Masiach Das, of paying attention to the Beis HaMikdash, the inyan is stronger and more. So it's true that in Maseches Midos, maybe it's not a requirement, maybe we don't need all the 24 shomrim. Even having three shomrim would have been enough. But since Lamaisa we do have the 24 Shomrim, for whatever reason there are, it still makes sense why the Mishnah mentions it, because the more Shomrim we have, the more is added in this idea of Kavod and Gedula that's being given to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, L'chayra, here too we could ask, why did I have to wait for this biur of Hesach Hadas to give this answer? Why couldn't I give this answer before? Before, when we said stam, regular, that the chiyuv shmirah in Maseches Midos is a din in the cheft to mishum kavod beis hamikdash, we asked, why is the Mishnah Mayrich to explain the chaf aleph mekaymus of the Levim? So why couldn't we give this answer there too? Say, you're right, it didn't have to. But since the more shomrim, the more kavod, so the Mishnah puts it in. Now, what's changing? Why now that we have this introduction of the idea of Hesach Hadas, does it make sense to say this biur? Al derech b'roiv am hadras melech, and before we couldn't say it. So I think, here again, b'derech efshir, the pshat is like this. The way we were learning before, there's two Mishnahs. One Mishnah is in Maseches Tamid teaching the Chayvus Gavra, and one Mishnah is in Maseches Midos teaching the Chayvus Chefza. So what we were essentially asking before is, if you have to pick a Mishnah where to put the Chaf Aleph Mekoymus, Since the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes are primarily because of the Chayvas Gavra, so they should be in the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid, which introduces and teaches the Chayvas Gavra, and they shouldn't be in the Mishnah in Meseches Midas, which is only to teach the Chayvas Chefza. That was before. But the way we're saying it now, that's not why we have Meseches Tamid and Meseches Midas. It's not once for the Chayvas Gavra and once for the Chayvas Chefza. No. The new beer now is saying a little bit different. It's saying the Mishnah in Meseches Midas is teaching the Inyan of Hesach Hadas, the mitzvah of Shmira, alts being Shadal Hesach Hadas. That's Meseches Midas. And the Mishnah in Tamid is there to teach me how the Karban Tamid also accomplishes this Inyan, how the Karban Tamid bavarins the Inyan of Hesach Hadas as well. So now, if we ask where do the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes, in which Mishnah should we put them, it's clear that they belong in Meseches Midas. They don't belong in Meseches Tamid, because in Meseches Tamid, the Mishnah is only there, as we just said, to tell me how the Karban Tamid accomplishes the idea of being Shadal Hesach Hadas. So that's no place to be Meirich about all the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes of the Levim. The Mishnah of Meseches Midas, which teaches me the Etzem Din of Shmira Alts Hesach Hadas, that's the Iker place of the Mitzvah of Shmira. So that's how the Mishnah puts all the pratim, including the prat of the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes. Why? Because Sof Kol Sof, even though the Chaf Aleph Mekoymes is Al Tzchi of Gavra, but it still adds to the Chayvas Chefza. It still adds, because of Barayv Amhadras Melech, the more Shomrim you have, the more we're being Shoyl Hesach Hadas, the more attention we have on the Beis HaMikdash, the more is being given, the more is being Nitoisef in the Inyan of Kovet Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, yes, this Chaf Aleph Mekoymes does belong in Meseches Midas because that's the best place for it. The other Mishnah is certainly not the place for it. Okay, so that answers that question. So we've explained why we need both Mishnayos. We've explained why the mitzvah is only b'yoyim, only Balayla and not B'yoyim. We've explained already the inconsistency in the Rambam. That doesn't change. That's the same beer as we said before. Now we come to the next question. And that is, why in Sefer HaMitzvahs the Rambam added the words Laleches Sevivoy? So here the Rebbe has a beautiful vart. What's the pshat in the Rambam Laleches Sevivoy? What's that all about? So he says that the inyan of Laleches Sevivoy is identical to what the Mishnah describes as follows. There was an ish harabayis, hoya machazer al kol mishmor o mishmor, v'chol mishmor she'ena oimed nikashu yoshon, choyvtei b'makol chulu. So there was basically an ish harabayis, and his job was to walk around from post to post, and check on the shomrim and make sure that they were awake. And if he saw them sleeping, he would beat them with a stick and wake them up. So that's what the Rambam means with Laleches Sevivoy. That Laleches Sevivoy is referring to this Ish Har Habayis who was walking around from Mishmar to Mishmar checking on them. Now, let's explain this. This only works based on the Chiddush that we just said, that the Shmira is Al Tesach Hadas. Why? Because if we learn, like we learned in the beginning of the Sikha, simple, that the Shmira is Alt Kovet Beis HaMikdash on a simple level, so it comes out that the Ish Harabayis who's walking around from Mishmar to Mishmar is not participating in the Mitzvah of Shmira. The Shomrim who are standing at their posts, they are doing the Inyan of Shmira. The Ish Harabayis is just there to make sure that they do their job. He's walking around making sure that they're staying awake. So he has a Zaitika job. He's not participating in the Mitzvah of Shmira. He's just keeping an eye on the Shomrim. Who's doing the Mitzvah of Shmira is the Kohanim and the Levim standing at their posts. But the way we're saying it now, that even the Shomrim themselves, the whole Inyan in their Shmira is a demonstration of the fact that we're not being Masiach Das. So the Ish Harabais is going around. And what's he doing? He's making sure that everybody's awake, that everybody's paying attention, that everybody's staying alert. So his whole Inyan is to be shaydel hesach hadas. So he's mamish participating in the very act of shmirah which the guards are doing. So the ish harabayis now, the way we understand the mitzvah of shmirah now that it's to be shaydel hesach hadas, the ish harabayis isn't doing a, he's not doing a different job. He's part of the same. He's part of the same inyan. He's part of the same thing. He's part of the team. He's equally participating in the inyan of shlilas hesach hadas. So now it comes out that in the inyan of shlilas hesach hadas, there was two different ways. There was one way where there was kehanim and levim standing guard, each person at their post, being shlilas hesach hadas, and then there was ish harabais who was walking around checking on everybody, who was also participating in accomplishing this goal of shlilas hesach hadas. And therefore, he's equally part of the mitzvah of shmirah. And that's what the Rambam adds, that lo lecha svivoy, which is referring to the ish harabayis and what he did, that's nichlal, it's a chelek of the mitzvah of shmirah, because it's all part of the same broader goal, which is to be shaydel hesach hadas. So that's a very important detail. So now we come to the last question. That was the question that we mentioned it in the beginning of the shir, and that is that there were certain places where the shomim were ketanim. We said that haroivin shomim shom, and the roivin are kehanim under bar mitzvah. And we asked, how could it be? How could you have a ketanim participating in the mitzvah of shmirah? So based on this vort that we just explained, that the whole idea in shmirah is shlilas hesach hadas, and that therefore the ish harabayis is a chelik of the mitzvah of shmirah, so this will make it understood. Why? Because now we could consider these ketanim to have a godel oimid al gabayim. We're not going to get into the whole arichas and halacha and how this works, but just want to bring out the etzem vart and why this answer can only be given now. So the etzem vart is that these ketanim have a godel oimid al gabayim. Who's the godel oimid al gabayim? That is the ish har habayis. Why does this work? It works now because the whole inyan is shlilas hesach hadas. Why are the shomrim guarding? The whole point of the guarding is an inyan of kavana, to show that we're having kavana on the Beis HaMikdash. We're not taking our minds off the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, our minds are on the Beis HaMikdash. So, and that's the ish harabayis is also doing that. He's part of it. So when the ish harabayis walks around and he says to the cotton, hey, stay awake, stay alert, keep thinking about the Beis HaMikdash, and he talks to him, he's essentially reminding the cotton of what his job is. He's the godel oimid al gabay, telling him what he's supposed to be doing. And that's why it works. If we learned that the mitzvah of shmirah was a din shmirah, you have to guard, the Torah said you have to guard, then ma'ashaychus. How can you give this mitzvah to a katan? And what does it help if you have an ish harabayis walking around checking on him that he's staying awake? But now that I understand both of these nekudas, that number one, what is the whole inyan of shmirah? The whole inyan of shmirah is shelo yasichu daito. And that number two, that is in itself what the ish harabayis is going around to do. He's going around to make sure shelo yasichu daito. So therefore, all I need is the katan not to be masiach das, the katan to participate in this idea of shlilas hesach hadas. I have the ish harabayis who's walking around, who's the godel oimid al gabay, reminding him of what his job is. And therefore, it works. That's the explanation into that. I want to conclude with a question. After the whole sikh, it still comes out that in mitzvahs, shmiras, beis hamikdash, there's still two inyanim. There is the chayvas chefza, which would be shlilas hesach hadas, but there's also the chayvas gavra. That original vart in the sikh, the chayra still stands, that there is also a chayvas gavra. And if so, it still is not understood how you could have ketanim. Because even if we consider them to have a godel oimid al gabayim, l'chayra that only takes care of the mitzah shmirah mitzah dechefza. mitzad the inyan of being shaydel hesachadas, which the shmirah has to accomplish.